Hello and welcome to another Euros special episode from Wallace in Pajamas. And in this episode, we are majorly going to focus on Euros as usual, as well as the round of 16 games. There has been a really very good escape from Germany to the round of 16. I think Nihar can really talk about it and then we can go to the matches. So Nihar, what do you think, how they escaped and what was the thing which is hurting Germany at this moment?
I can't say, man. They were equally good in the first match along with Brazil's fans. Only the one goal separated them with the France. And second game, they demolished Portugal. They would have had six goals, but Lord just substituted the defensive one, so they didn't bother about scoring. And versus Hungary, they literally couldn't find spaces to get the ball into the attacking zones. I mean, it's a mixed season. I really a mixed tournament for them right now. I really don't know whether it's clicking or not clicking. But as things go forward, they are lacking. They will be lacking confidence for sure. Because comparatively, Portugal and France, I mean, you played good against the top 10 teams, but you literally sucked against Hungary. So that speaks of something.
What's up, Jayan? What do you think? Are they going to go a lot ahead or like round of 16 is going to be the end for them?
No, actually can't predict this, but I guess they can beat England against the odds, because as Nihar was saying, if they literally dominated France but yet ended up losing and they demolished Portugal and they just scraped through Hungary. I mean, not even they won the game, they drew the game and just scraped through the round of 16. So I guess I think they should win against England, though. I really think they can win against England because they are a dominant side. They score goals and they are very good defensively as well. So I guess, yeah, they could beat England. I'm not saying it is possible, it is completely for sure, but I can say I can see them beating England.
Great, great. So let's move on to round of 16 now. The first game of round of 16 yesterday was played between Wales and Denmark. And not surprisingly, Wales got knocked out of the tournament. And like, I personally watched that match and it was so, so dominating from the Denmark side. I mean, the first 20 minutes, the Wales team was quite good. But after that, it was all Denmark. They were literally playing in Wales's half all the time. And they created so many opportunities and scored just four out of them. I was even expecting five or six goals, but somehow it went their way. A few controversial decisions. I think the second goal, I guess, Jehan, did you watch that game? I think the second goal was a bit controversial in that.
Yeah, the Dolberg second goal. Yes, it was very... Even the first one was a bit controversial, but I guess both of them were VAR decisions. Yeah. Yeah. Nonetheless, but Denmark did deserve to win, according to me. Yeah. You rule one goal out, that's absolutely fine, but they were completely dominant. As you said, first 20 minutes, they were like a little out of space, but the way they played after that, they were like unstoppable. Like, very difficult for Wales to catch them. They were dominating possession, ball possession, passing, finishing, goal scoring, every single thing. And mostly out of all, they stopped Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey at the front. Mm-hmm. So that was those two were stopped. The entire Wales team was stopped.
And I think that there was a really good assist also from the defender Phillips, right?
Yes, yes.
For the second
yes,
goal. I mean,
absolutely.
Brilliant assist. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And Wales had literally given up actually after halftime. If I saw the game, because I came to know, like Brathwaite scored a late goal. And a defensive midfielder also scored. I forgot his name though.
Yeah,
but
third goal.
He scored the third goal. Yes. So yeah, it was a completely dominant performance. It was actually out of the box though for this time, this Denmark team, because
even
the way
I was
they
not
were
expecting
at the start.
Denmark to like go through. I was like a little bit towards Wales, but Denmark surprised everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Let's go to the next game, the hyped up one, Italy, Italy versus Austria. It was again a really tightly contested game. Went into the extra time where Federico Chiesa scored the first one and then followed up by another Italian scorer. And to talk more about it, I mean, Nihar, what do you have to say about that game?
I mean, Italy were good. I mean, they were attacking. They were shooting aimlessly in the first 90 minutes, I felt. I mean, yeah, they were trying to get the shots in from long range, but nothing seemed to click for them. But yeah, I mean, when the extra time started, I was thinking Italy will kill it anyway. actually they killed it. They had 2-0 lead. Eventually, Botlek letting one go in. But I think Austria played very good till the end. I mean, they fought. At least they showed the fighting spirit. But yeah, I mean, it's a sad thing because you're up against one of the best teams right now. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best teams on the planet, informed teams on the planet.
Does it ring any bells, like the 90 minutes draw? Does it ring any concern bells for Italy at this moment? Or like, are they fine?
See, from here on, it doesn't mean, draw doesn't mean anything. Because if you have that play, if you have some certain players who can adapt to the stamina levels to play in the extra time, I think you can kill the game in extra time. Because see, yesterday two substitutions made by manager actually contributed to both the goals for Italy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you have a squad of that level, I think it would be helpful. I mean, I think it's not a big concern right now because you have to admire Austria too. Mm-hmm. Though they were minnows yesterday, but they really showed a fighting spirit and they literally fought till the end. At one point, I think in 117th minute, I thought the game will go to penalties. I had a vibe, but no, Italy killed it.
Great game. I mean, one of the most interesting games, I guess. So now let's move on.
Italy literally conceded a goal after
yes. Finally,
2019 was the last they ever conceded, and I guess 14 games before. So that was very commendable, and they must be disappointed because of that.
But they are still on a winning streak, right? A lot of
They are on a winning streak. They are a very winning streak. Yes.
Great. I mean, for a manager, what else do you want? I mean, he's up for a very good job for a club team after this. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yes.
Now, coming on to today's game, the date of recording, which is, I guess, 27th of June, we have Czech Republic versus Netherlands. I mean, what do you guys think? Who's going to go ahead in this game? Who is going to be the 90th minute winner? Or like, is it going to be a clear cut? What do you guys think?
Clear cut. We allowed them to score two goals at least today.
Clear cut, Baba. You can Memphis Depay also, I guess, will be on the score sheet tonight. Maybe a hat-trick on cards. Never know. The way it is for
high
me
scoring one, but do you guys say?
Yeah. 4-0 for me.
Okay. I say 3-1. Netherlands 3. I mean, Netherlands can't defend easily. So, yeah, they have to concede one. But, yeah, they can score so many.
Okay, the panel definitely going Netherlands way. And
what about you, Shubham?
I'm not so sure. I'm going for this Austria Italy sort of game. Well, they will be evenly contested, but maybe a differential winner from some goal scorer from Netherlands. But yeah, I don't expect a lot of goals at this stage of the tournament. So yeah, that's my point. So that is it. Now going towards the big game of this tournament. Portugal have been playing all the big games, I would say. The big game against Belgium tonight. So what do you think, guys? Kevin De Bruyne or Cristiano Ronaldo?
It all depends on Ronaldo. It is all going to be on Ronaldo, Baba. As Nehar mentioned earlier, a few minutes back, that it all relies on if he's having a good day. We can see Portugal through. But if he's having a bad day, Portugal have finished. They will be demolished. Like we saw what happened.
Jihan, I want to clarify one thing. See, Ronaldo can have a bad day and score 3 goals. I mean, you have to be on that. He can literally play shit throughout the 90 minutes.
That is there. But
1 minute, he can score 3.
See, problem is, it doesn't matter if he scores a hat-trick also, if his defense is not providing him the support. Like, you see what happened against Germany. He provided a goal, he provided an assist, but that was of no use. Completely no use, because they screwed up by giving up two own goals and one goalkeeper error. Maybe you don't get the support from that defensive and the goalkeeper. You are nothing. That the goals will not count at all. It has no meaning, I mean.
No, but I think they are in the tournament because of Rui Patricio's save, I guess, from that day. I think the last Group F game where Pogba took a Saudi.
Yes. That hit the post eventually. Huh? But yeah, that save, yeah. That was the save of the season, I guess, for me so far. But yeah, you can say, people are still trolling Ronaldo that out of the 5 goals, he has taken 3 penalties, but that is the problem. I mean, now if he would have missed the penalties, he said he should stop taking penalties and give it to Bruno.
See, people are going to say shit, bro. That's their job. If you really have the talent, go score 110 goals on the international level, otherwise keep them out.
See, simple as that. See, penalties are credible goals, or not, fuck it. The point is, penalties give you a scoreline advantage. So you have to take them and score
goal. See, Yeah, if it a goal is legal, if a goal, if it is a tap in, if it is from 1 centimeter, or bloody you can take it from 1,000 centimeter. That doesn't matter. A goal will be a goal after all. Because you're adding to your score sheet. That's it. You're making your team win and progress. That's what more do you want?
So nice. Point is, today I really think Portugal, I mean, see, Belgium are super strong with, I think, Hazard nearing 100% match fitness and De Bruyne already match fit. And Lukaku, you know, you can never stop him, I guess, physically at least. And with
emotional part, I will feel,
Portugal.
Emotional part, I will feel 2016 also, they were just like underdogs and they beat France in France. So I can say today also they will be underdogs against a very, very quality Belgium side. And if they can scrape through Belgium, then it will be really, really something really commendable. And they can be really fighting for the title defense.
Jihan, you know, you can't be underdogs when you're in top 5 in FIFA rankings and defending champions and also didn't lose only...
But right now, again, Belgium is the number one side right now currently in FIFA rankings. So still, we have to see the ranking also. We are playing against the number one side ultimately. Whatever the crap may be, even if they are second or third or fourth, Portugal doesn't matter. You're playing against the number one side. So even Belgium will look to maintain their rank. Why will they want to? They will have to show their class. So that is why it is going to be a very balanced
game. I'm saying it won't be an underdog story, but yeah, it's like a 40-60 kind of proportion there.
I know that. Exactly. So Portugal will be underdogs, because they are having a low percentage of chance of winning. So they obviously are going to be an underdog because they are just carried by one man. Right now, currently, we can clearly see it. If
yeah,
he wouldn't have been,
to the
been
dictionary
knocked out.
For the underdog thing, but anyway, over that, and yeah, so point is, I think Portugal should employ the same tactics, get as many, you know, get fouled as many times as in the box,
see,
because they have
see,
a very
better
good
word for experience. Underdog. Better word for an underdog, I will say they will be like a one man army right now.
I mean,
currently, they are
one man. You shouldn't say that, right? I mean, see, 2016.
See, we saw Diego Jota. See, I tell you, Diego Jota screwed up many chances. Against Hungary, he screwed up literally 6 or 7 chances. He got 1v1 chances. He had a chance to assist Ronaldo. He didn't. He screwed up. He scored 2 on post. He scored how many skyers? I have no understand. He scored more sixes than Rishabh Pant, I guess. Honestly. That was really,
but,
really, really something
but
really
Jihan,
stupid.
You shouldn't say that, man. I mean, you can't say one man army for this Portugal squad. 2016, I agree, but not
no,
this
it
one.
Was agree, but right now on paper, right? Yeah, paper. This team is unbreakable, according to me. But the way they are performing and the way it is going, I mean, it is clearly the stats speak it all. I mean, out of the 6 goals, 5 were scored by Ronaldo. So it's simple, and one was like just gifted to Rafael Guerrero. So that. So it's clearly seen he's just carrying the entire team on his shoulders. So obviously you can say Rui Patricio saves and that saved the team completely. But when you talk about saving the goals, you have to also see the person who's scoring goals.
All
Bruno
right,
is having an off day.
Let's move on from this match now. I think this is going to be evenly contested game. But historically, if you see out of the 5 matches played between these two teams, Belgium are not able to win a single one. So, starts going Portugal's way. And let's see what happens at midnight tonight. So, coming to the next game, the big one, Croatia versus Spain. What do you guys think, boys? I think this is going to be a thriller because Spain is shit and Croatia is almost
more
close
shit.
To that. Spain.
Spain will go through just because Busquets came back and you saw how they literally demolished in the final match day 3.
Who did they play?
I mean, I think they missed Busquets, I guess. I mean, they missed
Busquets
they
so
bad. Yeah, let me check. I don't remember the position. Weaker position for sure, I know that.
So Croatia might be on a slight back foot.
I think they demolished Slovakia.
Yeah, they did demolish Slovakia.
Nice team to demolish, right? Okay.
But still, final is something good in European competition. You can't undermine that.
Especially under Louis Enrique. So that was really something.
You know, right? Louis Enrique coached one of the club teams that had the biggest comeback in Champions.
Oh, Barcelona.
6-1, yep.
Oh, nice.
Baba, yeah, but he is not. He thinks the Spanish team means he's controlling Barcelona, which is not happening in this. Because we are so used to playing now, you can see 0-0, 1-1.
Who do you think will score first in this game?
Modric.
Modric, Nihar, who do you think?
I think someone from Spain, not attacker, some midfielder for sure.
Not Morata for sure. Anybody but Morata.
Not Morata for sure. Yeah. Morata is not scoring anything.
Now, coming to the last two games, the big ones, France versus Switzerland. I would bet France because they are my favorite side, obviously. But what do you guys think? Switzerland, anyone? I don't think there will be.
France, all the way.
Switzerland, see, France all the way completely, but I can say Switzerland can give you a team who can fight. That's what I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Like Austria. Like, we didn't expect Austria to dominate Italy, like dominate as in give a fight, such a fight back to such a big quality side. And you can say Switzerland are a fighting team, but obviously it should be a cakewalk for France though, with the team they have, but you never know still.
Actually, France didn't set up the tournament on fire yet. I mean, they literally
Germany. Honestly,
they just get the job done, the French people.
Mbappe has still not fired for them. That is really surprising for me. They have not yet got Giroud to play much. Benzema is like showing why he had to return earlier than this, but anyway, but yeah, same thing, I guess. Benzema is being a big.
You know, what if this works in their favor actually? I mean,
sorry?
No one really, how can see, right? No, they know Mbappe is performing. What if he performs now? No one can stop him with the space he have.
True.
Okay, so France all the way in this game. Going on to the another big one, England versus Germany being played at Wembley Stadium. What do you think will be favorite in this game? Who is going to score first? I just want that. I don't know the favorites. I don't think no one can even predict a favorite in this game because they both are
heavily. Yep, I can. Definitely Germany.
Germany are the favorite. Coming home. Okay.
It's not
coming home. I guess Kai Havertz will score first.
Oh, man. Okay. Kai Havertz has been playing good this tournament. I would have to say
yes. Yes.
Since the final
championship is good. Yes. Yes. Very, 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 very. He's showing his dominance.
And you know, if in case if England goes out now, then they should literally send Gareth Southgate in exile. They should never let him come into
completely,
the England
side. Completely.
Never again he should be on English soil.
Football team ever. He has screwed up this team ever because this team has capability to win any match against any team. Honestly,
I mean, see, this is the squad that have Sancho out of the 23 playing XI. I mean, come on.
I don't understand why. I really don't understand why. Is this because of the transfer which is going on? Is this because of an injury where Gatti has been? Because I don't think he has an injury. He was named in the 26-man squad in the official Euro squad. So I don't really know like what is the main reason behind his absence. I mean, in the first match also, you saw he had no left back. He didn't add them till then, neither Luke Shaw. I mean, that was like completely out of like because they were one of the two best left backs in Premier League this last season. That's really, really statistically, I don't know what this guy is trying to do, which kind of an 11 he's trying to create, what is his tactical center because you really can't try your you can try your luck against a team like Germany because they will come and thrash you if you fail.
I want to sympathize some of the English fans. Okay, I mean, like, see, their England is unbeaten. They didn't concede in any of the three matches, and they scored only two goals. And those two goals are scored by a guy who is born in Jamaica. And this is for the fans who oppose the Black Lives Matter.
Your team
is in this tournament because of a guy who was born in Jamaica.
And you just scored two goals. You were in a round of 16 by just scoring two goals. Just two goals. That's it. Obviously, you've conceded none. That's a different thing. But you still just scored two. And that two. One was almost a fluke. Like, the first goal, the first match against Croatia. Like, I mean, come on, yeah. Really. Raheem Sterling out of
one. So, I think we have a clear-cut winner over here. I think the panel is going to Germany. Let's see if Sancho gets a chance. So, let's really hope for that. If he gets and he makes a difference between the two sides, it will be a fairy tale comeback. Now going on to the last game of the round of 16 is Sweden versus Ukraine. I mean, it's hard to predict. I mean, they are in the really comfortable group and this is a really comfortable match. Both the teams would have expected this. I mean, if they would have got this match, like if they have this match in hand, they have a place in quarterfinal. Like they can be rest assured of that, I guess, right?
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win, Sweden or Ukraine, Jehan?
Sweden for me. I guess the way they dominated and played against Poland that day was like out of the world. And obviously, Poland tried a comeback, but the way Larsen scored the 93rd minute winner and they won the game. And they have been good this tournament. I mean, not say very good, but they have been decent enough to reach till here. They have been good defensively. They have shown progress, I guess. I mean, even without Zlatan being injured before the tournament after wanting to come back to play for them. But yeah, they have shown character, I guess. I see Sweden progressing in this. I see them scoring first and then holding back and defend their goal.
Nihar, what do you think? Who's going forward?
See, it's a 50-50 for me, but I go with Ukraine because Alex Zinchenko, and he looks a lot like a KDB. Yeah, so my bet's on Zinchenko right now. But it's a 50-50, I feel. Based on the form, Sweden, but you never know. I mean, these are like two kind of small teams. So, never know again. There is a clear favorite here.
Great. So, I think that brings a wrap to this episode. I mean, the panel are pretty even with their choices. They have it clear, apart from a game between Sweden and Ukraine. So, and Croatia and Spain. So, I mean, we all think that it is not going to be a thriller for sure. So, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys liked it, and we will be back after a few days. So, see you until then. Thank you.